Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this deadly country of ours, welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. All right, you need to take care and stay safe. That's what it's all about. And constantly I've been saying, you mob need to stay at home. If you don't need to be going anywhere, stay at home, stay safe. If you do leave home, have two people in the car, that's you included. If you're out and about 1.5 metres away from each other, and if you go to cough, sneeze into your elbow, please, or tissue, and discard the tissue, and also take care and be good and keep clean. That's what it's all about, you know. Try not to visit the hospital if you can. That's what it's all about. But there's a conversation we need to be having right now. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Bianca Marks, educator, and the topic of contraception is essential in preventing a rise in unintended pregnancy during the COVID-19. Very, very important. On the line, Bianca, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation. I've been yarning up across the nation on this program for the last month or so about when you're at home mowing the lawn or you're on top of the roof cleaning because you're all at home now doing chores and what have you, be careful so you don't have to go to the hospital. But I never thought of the pregnancy, the unintended pregnancy. A very important conversation, yes?
Yes, yeah, it is. So I guess we're a bit worried at the moment that throughout COVID pandemic that we're in, that we might see a rise in unintended pregnancy.
So we need to play it safe. If it's that's not on, right, it's not on. Message we're delivering?
Right, yep. Yeah, that's right. So, you know, we're sort of seeing ourselves at a time at the moment where health systems are focused on the prevention and the management of COVID.
Exactly, yep.
So... like you're saying, trying to avoid the hospitals and all of those and all of that sort of stuff.
So we need to adhere to the rules, but also we need to be thinking smarter along those lines. Especially pregnancy, unintended pregnancy. Plan it, but don't plan it now.
Maybe not the best time.
That's right. And timing is everything in life, so not the right time now.
It is, you know? That's right. So if you do find yourself in a situation where you're not really wanting to get pregnant at the moment, and I would definitely understand that, it is important to think about contraception.
Sure, exactly, you know. Or thinking about off the contraception at least 6 months down the track.
Yes, yeah, definitely. If we can avoid getting into hospitals and stuff like that at the moment, then we should be doing all we can to avoid that.
Exactly. Is anyone that the people out there can converse with, or any numbers that you can give across the airways?
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're thinking about contraception during this time, I would just recommend that anyone get in touch with their doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on where you're listening from,
sure.
Your local family planning organisation in your state might be able to help as well.
Sure. Exactly. Exactly.
So for those in South Australia, they can get in touch with Shine SA. We have a sexual health line where anyone who has any questions about their sexual health can call up and can speak to one of our sexual health nurses.
Mm-hmm.
And that number is 1-300-883-793.
The number again, 1-300-883-793.
That's right.
All right, fantastic. When you look at it, like we've had, throughout life, sometimes we have unintended pregnancy and a beautiful, precious cargo comes 9 months later. What we're saying is just think before we act at this time with COVID-19 upon us, is what you're saying. That's the message, isn't it?
Yeah, It is. That's the message, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for sharing, Bianca. All the best to you, and stay safe, and we'll talk soon.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bianca. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adele Yande, Bianca Marks, educator, and talking about the contraception is essential in preventing rise in unintended pregnancy during COVID-19. So, yeah, we need to think before we act, you mob. If it's not on, it's not on. Play it safe. And sex is a beautiful thing, but it's need to be playing it safe in this situation. And what we like to, I was talking about before coming to save yourself going to the hospital, even when you're at home, like mowing the lawn on top of the roof or doing what you're doing, all your chores, and then you have an accident or you sprain your ankle, break your afro, whatever the case may be, then you have to go to the hospital. Well, that's another thing. Contraception is essential in preventing unintended pregnancy. Don't want to be going to hospital right now, you mob. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Want to hear from your mob, 1-800-422-416. And Yana with the Murray from the Curry, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, and taking you right through to 12 noon, midday, on your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, Too Deadly.
Have you ever tried to quit the smokes? For most of us, it's not a one-time thing. It's a journey where you quit and you quit again. And you think, every dollar I spend on cigarettes, I could be spending on something better. Or, my health improves the minute I quit. Visit Quit HQ to get all the tools to start your journey. Quit today, for you and for your family. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Sultan, the same man is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarnum with the Bully Run, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. want to hear what you're going to say, your mob, and look, stay safe, add to the conversation, all ears here. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Andrew Gung. One is a man that pulls social media publicity stunts to fight back against toilet paper hoarders. This is probably a very important man we need to be talking to. If you've got no toilet paper, let's hear what the man got to say. On the line, Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Trevor. Good, thank you.
Good, brother. Thank you for coming to the program. Where are you based?
I'm down in Melbourne.
Down in Melbourne. All right, fantastic. So you pulled a social media publicity stunt to fight back against toilet paper hoarders. Tell us what you did,
that's right.
How you did it, and the reason why you did it.
Yeah, sure. Well, firstly, went around the streets of Melbourne, handing out a whole bunch of toilet paper, giving it out to people that basically looked like they needed it, and I could see who needed it because they looked at me with all the toilet paper and they just asked me, wow, where'd you get the toilet paper from? We're kind of struggling right now.
Well, this day and age is like walking down with a bag full of money. People are going to run to you.
Definitely.
This is toilet paper. This is more precious than money at the moment.
Yeah, no, it is a lot more precious. So, yeah, like with all the whole coronavirus stuff going on, we just saw a lot of people acting very selfish in the supermarkets, all over the media.
Yes.
And I guess it's depressing times, but it also kind of makes people just think about themselves and their families a lot
sure.
than other people.
So it's like a little gimmick, but there's a bit of put a smile on your doll, so to speak, as well, you know, putting people in a happy mood and see the funny side of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. We always wanted to put a smile on people's faces and make it in a humorous way as well.
All right, so you walk around with a bag full of toilet paper. Are you giving out one roll per person?
Yep.
Keeping your distance while you're doing it?
Well, this was a bit before the social distancing rules came in place.
Okay, Roddy, yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying, where'd you do it? On YouTube or...?
So we're yet to post the video up because we've done a few publicity stunts before, so we're about to post up this week. So hit YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook.
And what will the title be, Andrew?
It'll basically be Hitting Back Toilet Paper Hoarders.
All right, there it is. And look, it's so funny that we're having this conversation. Last week I had the opportunity and a fantastic opportunity to talk to a virologist, an immunologist, a professor from down in Melbourne, and we got deep into the conversation about the virus itself, COVID-19, how does it look in the future, what have you. And after about 15, 20 minute talk, I had to ask him that $1 million question before we finished.
Yeah.
I said, what's up with the toilet paper? He says, well, I'm a virologist and an immunologist, and I can't answer that question. I don't know what's going on with the toilet paper. So there you go, brother. You doing something good there for the people.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, I appreciate that.
Fantastic. Now, listen, the other thing, the hat that you wear, you're also a Melbourne dating coach. Creates three-minute viral. What would you do? You're like a hitch, Will Smith, is that right?
Something like that. A lot of people, they reference me as the Melbourne Australian hitch.
Yeah, that's right. So that's what you do, brother. You're the Cupid man. You're the man with the bow and arrow, the love bow and arrow.
Yeah. We mainly coach guys, helping them out with confidence and understanding relationships a lot better and helping them out with the whole dating aspect of life.
Because don't care how much muscles you got or how fine you're looking or how fit you are, if you don't know how to talk to the female, you're going to have problems regarding a relationship. Is that right? And that's what you help with.
Yeah, basically. We help them with their mindset, just understanding everything and just being confident overall as a person.
All right. So give us some tips there. So when we finish the 1.5 metres thing, we can sort of practice this now, and then when we're right to go over COVID-19, we can dive straight in. Give us some tips there how to approach a lady.
Yeah, look, it's so challenging. Like, you can't really meet strangers right now, but I feel once that whole 1.5 metre social distancing will get lifted, people can go out again. I'll be straight up honest, like, I think this was a good thing with this whole isolation happening because people start to appreciate human interaction again.
True.
Because they're stuck in their homes for so many weeks.
Exactly.
So I feel once this ban gets lifted, people are going to want to meet people out. They're going to appreciate people saying hi again.
People are going to come out of their shell, is what you're saying there, Andrew.
Yeah, absolutely. They will. I really feel that they will, and appreciate just people around them again, because people took so many things for granted.
Sure, fantastic. So, Andrew Gung, a.k.a. Daddy, is that right?
A.k.a. Daddy, yeah, that's it. That's my name.
That's beautiful, brother. The word's out there. Yeah. So, as a dating coach, have you got an other half?
No, I don't. I'm just happy casually dating at the moment.
Okay, rightio. And then you're happy to share, well, you turn into a business, helping mainly men. Do you help women as well?
We've helped out a fair few females, yeah, but predominantly men.
Because men are the more shy ones, aren't they? Act all tough, but when it comes to women, they become jelly, don't they? Turn into jelly.
Yeah, they do. Then society's just put us that way, so we've got to impact society in the positive manner.
Beautiful. Love your work and love the work you're doing for the toilet paper hoarders as well. Look out, you mob. Andrew Gung is coming to you. You take care, my brother. All the best. You stay safe, and we'll talk soon, eh?
Thanks, Trevor. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye, mate.
Bye.
Adela Yan there, that's Andrew Gung, a.k.a. Daddy, and he's the man who pulls a social media publicity stunt to fight back against toilet paper hoarders. And look, stay tuned. You can check it out on TikTok or YouTube, Facebook, and that's Andrew Gung, G-U-N-G, and see how he does that in regarding the toilet paper hoarders. You need to slow down toilet paper and stop being selfish. That's the message there from that, Adela, brother. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, taking right through 12 noon Queensland time. It's 11:22 at the moment, so 38 minutes ago, you mob, have your say. And we're here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go via News, National News Radio Service.
Taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round. Ronnie's parked under the almond tree, eating kai kai from Mary's bakery, waiting for another call to come. Just enough time for a sweet cream bun. Taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? TI taxi driver going round and round. Victor's doing a late pub run, Friday night and everybody's having fun. But he knows he's got to work late and get up in the morning in the taxi by 8.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Thank you very much, Jared Harbrow. Can't wait for you to be back on the football field, AFL, Gold Coast Suns, there it is. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother, 04517. Hey, that number again, sorry, 04571405 is the text number. Otherwise, check us out on Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarn Up Song here, the ball you run, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, taking right through 12 noon Queensland time, 11:27 your mob. Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, a voice for our people, so do utilise it. Don't forget your mob, Australia's government, National COVID-19 Helpline, 1-800-020-080. That number again, 1-800-020-080. So if you've got any questions, any queries, any yarns you need to have, Australian Government National COVID-19 Helpline. There's support there, help there for all of us out there. So do what you need to do to stay safe and get educated on where we're at and the space that we're in at the moment. Community Recovery Hotline, here's another number, 1-800-17-3349. Community Recovery Hotline, 1-800-17-3349. We're going across the nation with this daily program, National Talk Black. Do add to the conversation. And it is about staying at home. If you don't need to leave home, then stay at home. If you do leave, travel with two people, you included, and stay 1.5 metres minimum away from people. Now, they call it social distancing. I like to call it physical distancing, but keep the social up. Keep yarning, keep the strong yarns going, your mob. Greet the people, have a yarn, but just keep that distance. So very important we do that, and it's good for the mind, good for the soul, good for the spirit. The other thing, if you need to cough or sneeze, do it into your elbow. If you're doing a tissue, then discard the tissue as soon as possible. We've got Easter weekend coming up. We need to stay put, your mob. So if you're thinking about going out camping and big noting yourself and having a good time, no, let's just stay home, stay safe. Numbers are down regarding the virus, the contagion. So we need to keep it down, and you can help by staying home for Easter weekend. There's people talking about having setting up their camping at home. Some are talking about in the lounge, on the balcony, some backyard and front yard, hitching the tent up and making it all fun that way. Hey, if you decide to do that, flick a photo over to BBM and so we can post it out there and let everybody know what you're doing and how you're doing and what you're doing in regard to activity and still having a good time thinking outside the square. Have your say, your mob. Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
that's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
that's what we are. Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're now civilized, our hearts are not far from them. Cause we're
one generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
yes, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
yes, that's what we are. Now that we know where our people come from, we found our identity, our spirit lives on and on.
And this should be got a rubber-dub style. Island warrior, but we plan all wild. Listen to the beat, to the rhyme, to the rhythm. We gon' make you jump, cop car, now you get him. To kick a ragga in a natty vibration. We are the children of the next generation. Coming to you with a positive style. All simply, I'm the warrior, but we plan all wild.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
Generation.
what we are. Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're now civilized, our hearts are not far from them. 'Cause we're one generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are. One generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
Say you know we got is the loving and the memory is the no, because you can't resist, because you know you're loving and I'm really covered. It's only because me be covered. No, because you know it's giving up from the back. Insisting in the island styles. Only why all them up on wallers and I keep up on you love when you just need that them is gonna keep on.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that magic number again is 1-800-422-416. It's the number of your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarnum Strong. We're going across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. And we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 19.7 FM. And the host is the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And I take you right through to 12 noon Queensland time, 11 a.m. to 12 noon, Monday to Friday, 1 hour program. But good yarns it is. And just communicating with your mob out there in this unknown world we're living in at the moment regarding the vote and the coronavirus, COVID-19, and very sad that it's come upon us. But like I said, it's not what happens to you, it's how you respond to it. And hats off to Australia. We are doing really well in regarding that space, adhering to the rules in regard to the staying at home and 1.5 metres away from each other and all that needs to be done. So do add to the conversation. Fantastic tool, 1-800-422-416, and Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program. All right. I think we've got a caller on the line. Good morning. Hello. Who we have?
Hey, hello, Trevor. This is Noel.
Hey, Noel. How are you, Noel? I'm good, Noel. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Parramatta Park here in Cairns, brother.
Okay, brother. What do you want to talk about, Noel?
I want to talk about this virus and these people out there that are saying, oh, we can go back to normal in May, June this year.
Mm, what's your thoughts?
People out there, I really hope this is going out because this is important.
Mm.
Now, you fellas out there, I'm 67 years old. I'm a disability support pensioner. I got COPD, right, so I'm a high-risk patient with this new virus.
Yes.
Now, we've been through viruses like this and that before.
Mm.
Now, I see them mob down there in Innisfail having parties.
Yeah, sure,
people
exactly.
You're driving around with no protection and nothing, not even mask or gloves. You know, are you fellas really serious out there? Do you
exactly.
Really think this is just a once in a lifetime thing? This thing is serious, you fellas out there.
Well, they're putting the community at risk, aren't they, when they're doing stupid things like that, brother?
Yeah, but see, all that money that they're throwing out there for jobs, and now what happens if them people, I got my job saved and I got my bosses being paid by the
Let's
government.
Go party.
What happens if that man gets sick and he can't go back to work?
Exactly.
That money's wasted, brother.
Look, you're one of the vulnerable people in this position. And look, I'm hearing your tone, I'm hearing your expression and the words you're choosing. It is very scary and we need to adhere to the rules in place, is what you're saying, Noel.
Yeah, I've been through it before when I was a kid and all that. You know, we had that diphtheria, we had that thalidomide, which is supposed to be a safety pill for the women who got up to them poor babies. We even got needles when we were going to school in Coranda there with the German measles rebella thing to make sure we were all clean and not infected, you know.
Yeah.
This might be today, these young people, they just don't understand the gravity of it.
Exactly.
This is about life and death.
It is about life and death.
They tried to clear us out here in 1788. Now they're using the bloody virus, isn't it? What the hell's going on?
Yeah,
it's
for
the
sure.
And the bummer in this country.
Exactly,
can
Noel.
Understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of them do.
Yep.
And respect my wishes because I've been through it, I've lived through it. You know?
Well, look, we're picking up what you're putting down. Understand what you're saying, Noel. Who do you live with, Noel? You live with anybody?
I don't live with nobody. Only my niece and my nephew used to come visit me. I live in a boarding house.
Sure. So you still got to go out and about to get your groceries or get your necessities. Yeah. So you're still out there, you know?
I carry my mask and my glove and that with me too, brother. So I don't get too close to people to protect them as well as myself.
Good on you. Well, we always say we've got no control.
They've got to listen, brother. They've got to listen.
Exactly. I was saying, we've got no control of what people say, what people do, but we have full control of what we say and what we do.
The government does by signing a letter of my will, and we should have more. This is what I want to push for, and I want everybody else to push for more medical clinics out there and testing clinics.
Yeah.
Until all Australia has been tested, we don't know who the carrier
and
who's infected.
Exactly.
Because it is true that people can be carriers without showing symptoms.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Everybody sit down and think about it. This life is not just going to continue on like we've been on a holiday. We've got to change our attitudes, change the way we think, change the way we feel. Because Cairns here, we don't care if the tourists never come back in the 70s and 80s. We had industry here for all the workers and that.
Mm.
We were. But they chopped them all down. They took them away.
Sure.
They took them away, the councils and the state government and the federal government. Now we've got no workers. We're all dependent on tourism.
Mm. Well, the other thing you need to take in mind,
people coming overseas.
Yeah.
They should have medical centres and medical certificates for anybody that comes into Australia and out. And the whole world should do that now, from now on.
True.
If you want to go to another country, you've got to have a medical certificate of clearance.
Exactly. I like the way you're talking, my brother.
Now, when the government going to start doing that and start stopping this, throwing this money away on jobs that may or may not be there? And people who may or may not be able to come back to that work.
Sure.
It's a sad way we ended up. We have regressed so badly.
So you feel that monies are going wrong places.
Get together.
Yeah, no. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for your call, brother. Thank you.
Thank you. I just hope it gets out there and people start to think and start to really think about what I've been saying.
Yes, brother.
But each and every one of us.
True.
Every one of us, even down to the little children,
have to
stand up and say, right, we'll do this.
We'll need to do a bit. Thanks, Noel. That's Noel. They're calling from Parramatta Park, a local man here, making a very good point. Young ones out there partying, you're hearing the partying going on. Mob need to slow down and think about what they're doing. You young ones, you're going back home and you could be carrying the virus, and then you're putting your family at risk. That's what it's all about, you know. And the fact that we always need to take on board as well, they haven't found a vaccine for this virus. So that's why we've got these rules in place, because we don't know how long this is going to go. And if you go outside those rules, then the virus will live, will continue on, and contagion will happen. So we need to do our bit, you mob. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry, BBM 98.7 FM. We go by news, National News Radio Service, Too Deadly.
Yeah. those plates, changing color with the incoming day,
and the lines on your face. The answer is here, and the light in your eyes. Don't hide it away like the dogs on the shelf. The
folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, drive it. That deadly number here, you can drive it. 1-800-422-416. Number of your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. We go by NERS, National News Radio Service. And your host is the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And I'm steering your ship. Your ship is National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Now, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Amir Kuteb. He's the CEO of Enterprise Monkey. A new website links virus-stranded neighbours online. Online help network Angel Next Door launched to connect neighbours helping each other during the lockdown. On the line, we have Amir on the line. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based?
I'm based in Geelong, Victoria.
Geelong, Victoria. Fantastic. So thinking outside the square, first of all, CEO of Enterprise Monkey. Tell us who Enterprise Monkey is.
So we are actually a web and app development company based in Geelong, Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And we work with organizations to develop enterprise solutions and apps for them.
Fantastic. So you've come up with a new website link, Virus Stranded Neighbours, online help network, Angel Next Door launch to connect neighbours help each other during the lockdown. Sounds like a very funky thing.
Yeah, I actually came up with this idea when I myself ran out of toilet paper. And so I had to
I'm laughing with you because I'm in the same boat.
So I had to seek help from my sister, and she actually used to live 3 blocks away from me. But then I realized there would be a lot of people who would be needing so much help during the lockdown.
Yes.
And they wouldn't have anywhere to go to. So we created this website, angelnextdoor.com.au, that allows people to request help, and then their neighbors would actually see their request.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And would be able to offer help them.
Amir, I look at this as a support for the vulnerable Australians, like our elders. And people with chronic disease, this would be fantastic.
Yeah, that's true. And that's one of the biggest demographics that's actually seeking help on our portal at the moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the webpage again?
It's angelnextdoor.com.au.
Angelnextdoor.com.au.
Yep.
Fantastic. And so if we go online there, what can we see if we go online there? Looking for people who are looking for support, looking for help, or you can go online there saying, hey, your mob, I'm out of toilet paper, I live at this address. How does it go about? We're going to give you too much personal information here as well. I mean, is it safe in that sense?
Yeah. So that's why we have created this website, to make sure that it's 100% private and discreet.
Good.
And that's one of our major objectives. So your contact details and your full name is never shared with people.
Okay.
Only your first name and your suburb is shared. And then you can talk to them in a discreet manner through in-app messaging and work with people without exposing your identity.
Fantastic. So the angel next door, have that conversation, and then you could have a neighbour or friend going down to the grocery store to grab some knickknacks for you because you couldn't get out or because you're elderly or whatever the case may be. Or you might be out of toilet paper and your lovely sister becomes the angel, yeah?
Absolutely, that's right. And it's amazing the support that we are getting from the community and people who are willing to contribute and help other people is absolutely amazing.
Fantastic. Amir, you sound like you got an accent there. Where are you from?
I'm actually from India.
From India? How long have you been in Australia? Yeah.
Around 8 years now.
8 years. Well, after two wet seasons, we claim you, so you're Australian.
Yes,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, I came as an international student.
And saw the light and decided to stay at the Big Island, stay on the Big Island of Australia.
Absolutely.
Hey, nice talking to you. Look, love your network, love the work that you're doing. CEO of Enterprise Monkey, Amir Qutub, thank you very much. And networkangelnextdoor.com.au, all the best to you. Great work. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there, and look, a great concept, a great idea, you mob. So check it out if you're struggling at home there and regarding looking for help or support or need an errand done, angelnextdoor.com.au. Have a look at it, check it out, suss it out. It's safe and your details are not out there to the world to see, and you can have a private conversation regarding, hey, you mob, I need toilet paper. So do check that out. That's a nice way of helping our elders and our mob out there with chronic disease and can't leave home. So there it is. Going to catch up with Jan now. We've got Selwyn online. Selwyn, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, brother. Yeah, brother. Donald Trump, the granddaddy of all fake news, happened in 1988, brother, and I don't think anybody was looking for toilet paper. It was a radio broadcast by H.G. Wells, and Orson Welles was a broadcaster. It was called War of the World. Tom Cruise got a movie out.
Yes.
It was a radio broadcast about aliens coming down, brother, and a lot of people panicked that time.
Mm.
But on that, you're talking about young people, you know, like you and Noel.
Mm.
And I reckon, brother, you know, like you attract more ants with honey than you do with vinegar.
Yep.
So I'm going to give a little yarn about young people music, brother. You know, I'm going to draw them in to listen to all the other stuff, the information that we need to have.
Mm.
You know, Pitbull, brother, Pitbull, and what's the other, Kai Marley, they got a song out. We got a song, yeah, and there's another one, Prince Royal and Jennifer Lopez, Back It Up.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Well, I watched the repeat of, Eddie Dingo, he was a cook, he landed your country, brother. He went to going places, I think, and he went down to Mission Beach. And when he went down to Mission Beach, he gave out a cooey, brother.
Mm.
Cooey, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I listened to those two songs, brother. Yes, you know, if a lot of people listen to that, old people especially, they read that in them two songs, brother.
Mm, yeah, for sure. For sure, brother. Yes. They know their cry, brother.
Yeah. And brother, you're young with Noel, and you and Noel said the word, you said scary, and he said anger. And justify me. You're right, brother. You're very, very right in saying those words. But like on that yarn I had about the army at Yarraba there, brother, and Palm, you know, how our people got angry about these other people coming in.
Yep.
And there's a lot of anger out there. And there's a lot of, you know, scariness. That's why it's justifiable.
Sure.
But on what Graham was talking, and I don't hear much. I talk like what Graham was talking about, and that's about the Christian, brother. And you know, all of our people, we savvy Christianity, we had missionaries, we had missions, and all that kind of stuff. And nobody's talking about the Bible. We're getting the government line all the time. And like I said, I'm very concerned. I'm wondering about the time when if it does come, if they do find a cure for the needle, and if people don't want to have it. You know, and I made reference to Pontius You know, he gave it back to the people, conscious. And if people don't want to, like the Christians don't want to have it, and there'll be a consciousness out there where people will be angry, and justify if they'll be angry. And no, you've got to have it. You've got to have the needle. And if they don't, what's going to happen to those Christians or whoever don't want the needle, brother? Because if they have feelings about, not because if they feel, have feelings about whatever it is, a needle or a chip, if it's the mark of the beast, if they don't wish to take it, brother. That's what my concern. I'm not hearing about it because, like, a lot of our people are spiritual people too, and I have that kind of fear too because, you know, my children, I'm getting choked up, brother. I have that kind of fear, brother. We don't know what's going to happen. But we're not rough. And again, too, Graham was talking about conspiracy and the people that are the most powerful people in the world, small mob of people that have control of what's happening, you know, brother. And well, you know, we all savvy Blackwell, we savvy Turtle, Dugong, and look, rugby league. You know, we savvy, and when they talk about the left wing and the right wing, it's the center, it's the body that controls everything. Exactly. And that's what I'm thinking, what they call, you know, what Graham was referring to as a few powerful people. Well, those, it doesn't matter what government, whether it's the left or the right, but there's a center, and those people in coal, they're the invisible government, they're the unseen hand, brother. And I have concern, brother, where this thing is gonna go, brother. You know, like so we don't want the needle because of what's in that needle or the chip, brother. And I agree with, but you know, like I said, that's a training run. You know, the intervention in the territory of Palm Island, where those task force couples went over there, and this offer will be a very young. And I keep saying to myself, am I being seduced? Are we being seduced? You know, are we being slowly weaned into what's going to come, brother? That's why.
The unknown, brother. The unknown.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Thank you, brother, for listening to me, brother. Thank you, brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Selwyn. Regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Got about 7 minutes left on the program. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. We're going across the nation, thanks to NERS. And for your local mob, stay online because Trinity Trev taking you right through to 1 o'clock for a local special COVID-19 program. So do stay tuned for that. We've got Greg on the line. Greg, good morning.
Trev, how you doing?
I'm well, my brother. How you going?
Good, good, good to hear your smiling voice.
As always, brother, good to hear yours. What's happening?
The real reason for Easter.
Yes.
Jesus died on the cross for every single person on the planet.
Yes.
This is an international holiday. It's been in place for 2,000 years. Come 2033, it will be exactly 2,000 years.
Yes.
He is the Lamb of God. He is a sacrificial lamb for every human being on the planet. When we say yes to Jesus, we live in heaven. If we deny him, we will be in hell. And that's just the rules. I didn't write them. I just read them.
Sure. Fantastic. And Jesus wants us to stay at home this weekend.
Exactly.
That's
protect
important.
Mankind.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yeah. And just another thing to say, we think about, he was dead for 3 days. It was actually in High Day, they class it. And on the Wednesday when he was crucified, then they took him down. Then there was Thursday, Friday, Saturday was the 3 days. And he rose on Sunday and went to heaven and sits now at the right hand of the Father, alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go back in the Old Testament, excuse me, when Moses was there getting the Israelites out of Egypt, one of the plagues was the angel of death. And it was designed to kill the firstborn of every family. So if you sacrificed the lamb and you painted the posts and the lintels with the blood of the lamb, the angel of death would pass over. Now, Jesus is that lamb, but for the whole world.
Yes.
There's 2.3 billion people on the planet that believe in Jesus one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
It's very powerful. Chocolates is great. but Jesus is better.
Yeah, beautiful. Nicely said. Thank you very much, Greg. Greg there giving his reason for Easter. It is Easter this weekend, and yes, Jesus loves you. It's about staying home, staying safe. Don't go out. Don't go camping. This virus is still upon us, you know. The vaccine is not here, so we don't know how long this virus is going to be around for. And if we contain it by doing what we need to do regarding the rules, then we can contain it. Your mob look too deadly. Thank you very much for the yarn. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Your local mob here in Cairns, far north. Stay online, Trinity Trev, taking you right through to 1 o'clock for the special, COVID-19 special. And we're having yarns and interviews and talking about this yucky virus and how we can come together as one. But your mob, thank you for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and stay safe. Trinity Trev signing off, Too Deadly. We've got the news coming up here very soon. Too Deadly.
My people, my people.